deep and fast solar system flybys, the controversial case of WDO-810-353, by R. De La Fuente Marcos et al. Context. Most flybys in the galactic disk are distant, beyond 10,000 astronomical units, and have characteristic velocities of about 70 kilometers per second. However, deep and fast encounters also take place, albeit with lower probability, particularly if one of the objects involved is a stellar remnant ejected during a supernova. WDO-810-353 might be a high-velocity white dwarf, and it was recently identified as heading straight for the solar system. However, the Gaia-DR3 data that support its future deep and fast flyby are regarded as suspicious. Ames. Here, we reanalyze the Gaia-DR3 data set associated with WDO-810-353 to confirm or reject the reality of its solar system flyby and also to investigate its possible runaway status. Methods. We studied the evolution of WDO-810-353 forward in time using n-body simulations. We computed the distribution of distances of closest approach and their associated times of perihelion passage. We used a statistical analysis of the kinematics of this object to assess its possible hypervelocity. We compared its mean BP-RP spectrum to those of other well-studied white dwarfs. Results. We confirm that WDO-810-353 is headed for the solar system, but the actual parameters of the encounter depend strongly on its radial velocity. The Gaia-DR3 value of -373.74 plus or -8.18 kilometers per second is strongly disfavored by our analyses. Its mean BP-RP spectrum suggests a value over 10 times higher based on the position of its putative alpha line. However, spectral matching using other white dwarfs with non-Gaia data indicate a radial velocity in the interval, -60, -70 kilometer per second. Conclusions. These results confirm the future flyby of WDO-810-353 near the solar system, although the relative velocity could be high enough or the minimum approach distance large enough to preclude any significant perturbation on the Oort cloud. This was Deep and Fast Solar System Flybys, the Controversial Case of WDO-810-353, by R. De La Fuente Marcos et al.